We have been using it in an operational sense now for maybe 6 months. We've got a number of applications on it, cybersecurity and NetOps. And again, we have about 1,300 users that are logging into it and typically running the analytics or using the widgets that are on it right now. But I feel like we're only about 10% there.
I'm straining my memory here, but as I recall, at least some or maybe most of the technology you built this on was sort of repurposed from NSA. Is that basically right?
Yeah, so a lot of it is Hadoop and Cumulo. And both of those are now in the public domain, and they were championed by NSA. Well, at least Cumulo was. They're both used by NSA. But while they may have been involved in nurturing those technologies, they're now being... They're now sort of open standards, and a lot of people are using them. But it's a way to handle a lot of data that's unstructured data and handle it quickly. You know, we're used to using SQL databases and things. There's so much overhead with that. And when we're talking about the amount of data we're talking about here, it's just not possible.
And you talked about that this data being out in various communities at the moment, or at least that was the legacy approach. Can you give me a sense of what those data sources are and the types of data that we're talking about here?
Just about every sensor type that's out there has its own management system that it's going to report alerts to. Every host has log data that it puts log information either for security purposes or for performance management. So we got lots of alerts, lots of logs. So that's sort of coming up. Going down, we have policy data, whether it be signatures, filtering information, blocks, what's called audits, which are different ways to analyze data or to put policies onto workstations. So, but most of the data is coming from the end devices on up.
You mentioned security, you mentioned NetOps. Are those, is that what you see the primary uses of this analytical cloud being, or can you down the road feed in financial data, other types of big data, whatever?
Yeah, I really want us to get more into, so as far as the size of data, you know, every time an email is sent off, there's like 100 different devices that get involved that are all logging records. So as far as the amount of data, it's definitely on those two. The rich capability of this for financial data, for acquisition information. We're trying to get good performance metrics to track every project being developed in DISA, and to be able to tie performance information on progress of fielding, on meeting the goals of a program, tying that in with the financial information. All that's really rich to allow us to do better management as we go forward. So there's a lot of different things.
Specifically on the security and NetOps, give me a sense of what having this analytical cloud allows you to do in terms of mission assurance that you couldn't do before.
So let's say, I'm just off the top of my head, if we have one of our sites has a lot of trouble tickets that are coming out of the site, we also find out that the vulnerability information that's coming out, there's a lot of non-patched systems. We also find out that they're clicking on a lot of websites that are have poor reputation. So all that would tell us there's an issue at this site. You know, you got a poor culture where maybe training's not happening. Yeah, so, I mean, you would be able to identify that by correlating this type of information together. You're identifying indicators that typically more analysis has to happen. So at that point, we should be sending a team out rather than sending a team out to primarily do data collection and bring the data collection back to do central analysis. Let's automate the data collection through this big data approach. Do the analysis here, and then really do that root cause analysis with people on the ground.
And then likewise, I suppose, if you spot a bad website using these analytical tools, you can block it more or less instantaneously rather than going out and doing audits that take forever.
Right. If we notice that there is a website that is downloading malware, and a lot of them do, we can block that. Now, if we know that it's typically a good website. We can contact the website, or I mean, it could even be a government website, and let them know, hey, you got issues there. And then we could temporarily block it until it seems like they clean up things.
What do you foresee the capabilities that this will give you in terms of detecting insider threats?
So what we don't want to do is to be in a posture where we find out about insiders after the fact. We want to find out as they start doing bad things. And if you look back at all the cases of espionage and things, they've typically been at their trade, vying their trade for quite a while. And we just can't, right now with the power of IT, it causes too much damage. So we have to get the earlier in that life cycle of somebody going bad. So often they'll try a few things first. They start building their confidence. They start doing more. We want to get that early on. And again, we would just be looking for indicators that there's an issue. Then we have to turn it over to the proper authorities. Mm-hmm. And even then, you know, it may be a false positive.
Ultimately, you said, I think you've got about 1,300 users now, mostly in DISA. How high does that go? What's the ultimate user community that you see for this analytical cloud?
So primarily, we want some system administrators on every military base. We want the new cyber protection teams that are being set up by Cybercom. Under JIE, we have a construct of Enterprise Operations Centers, EOCs. We want those people to be using this. We want the U.S. Cybercom components to use it. Also, I'd like to have a PM be able to log in and see how healthy the system is that he's fielded. So he doesn't have to wait for using his customers as his quality assurance checkers. He can use data that he has designed into his system to feed into our cloud.
The end state, when you are where you want to be, how far away is that?
Right now we see it as more of a service rather than something with an IOC and an FOC.
That gets to my next question, which is like everything else DISA does, you're trying to do this as an enterprise service. What's the advantage of that approach as opposed to having unique mission owners do what they need to do individually?
Because a lot of the information we're talking about correlating spans across various mission owners. And so somebody has to do that centrally. And no mission owner can really centrally fund for that type of advantage with pulling data together.
I know you said you don't have a date for operational capability, but can you give us a sense of what some of the next few milestones are, what you're shooting for?
One thing that we're doing with the Army is the Joint Regional Security Stacks, the JRSS. And while that will start this fiscal year, a lot of that operations will happen in FY15, at the beginning of 15. We'll have some of it started in 14. So we want to use this as the analytic support for the JRSS, which will be a lot of the Army and the Air Force. Right now, it's the JRSS is going to be replacing a lot of the security at each post, camp, and station. And so this will collect that centrally and allow people to do much deeper dives on it then. Because right now, you've got different post camps and stations that are, some are very good at what they do, and some are poor, and some are in the middle. This will really raise the floor of what's possible across the board.